Yep. Okay. So I'll start with my home ground, the Sydney Cricket Ground. Very special for a number of reasons. Growing up, watching both footy, rugby league, and cricket on that ground as a kid, that was the one place I really wanted to play. I wanted to make that New South Wales team and play Sheffield Shield cricket on that field, and then hopefully have the chance to one day represent my country at the Sydney Cricket Ground. And I'll never forget the first time I walked onto that venue as a young boy, as a seven-year-old boy. There was a program called Milo Into Cricket. And during the lunch break of a test match, you got to go out on the ground and play some Kanga cricket with a heap of other young boys and girls. And I remember Merv Hughes was bowling to me as a seven-year-old on the SCG. And from that day, my dream was to one day walk out and play there. And the other thing I loved about playing in Sydney was you could always invite your friends and family to watch you. Hard for them to travel around the world when you're playing for Australia. Everyone's got jobs, everyone's got, you know, families, so they can't always pack up and leave. But at the Sydney Cricket Ground, my family and my friends are always there. So SCG number one, the obvious one, Lords number two, very special. And again, it's because of yes, the venue is magnificent, but it's the tradition and the history of Lords that makes it one of a kind. You think about all the people that have come before you. That ground gives you that real good sense of that as soon as you walk onto the field. But even when you're walking through the long room, walking up into the change room, see the different names of players that have had success on the boards inside the change rooms. So to walk out onto that field at Lords is something you cherish for life. Where I made my debut, played my very first test match for Australia, Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bangalore in India. Again, very special because I received my baggy green on that ground. Shane Warne presented me with my cap on that ground. We hadn't won in India for 30 years, so to be a part of that 2004 tour was extremely special. I didn't expect to play, to be honest. I thought I was going to be the 14th or 15th man on that tour, but a little bit of luck and a couple of injuries, I got myself an opportunity and to receive my baggy green cap and play my first test match for Australia in Bangalore is something that I'll always cherish. And like I say, for Warnie to hand me my baggy green made it extra special. Newlands in Cape Town. Again, beautiful ground, unbelievable venue in regards to scenery. As you walk out onto the field, you've just got these magnificent mountains right behind the ground that you can see very clearly. And regularly in Cape Town, you get clear blue skies, great weather over there. It's a wonderful part of the world. And a ground that we had mixed fortunes, I guess, as an Australian team. We played some of our best cricket there, but we also played some of our worst. And a venue I found was pretty consistent, pretty even for both batsmen and bowlers. It was always enough there for the bowlers to get you out. But if you got in, it was a beautiful place to bat and make runs. And probably the one place, if I think of anywhere I played cricket, where I'd like to take my family for a holiday, it would be back to Cape Town. I think it's a wonderful part of the world. My fifth, last but certainly not least, my favourite place to bat, the Adelaide Oval. Again, beautiful pitch. A venue that I always said if I wasn't going, once I'd retired from cricket, if I was going to watch one game of Test cricket, where would I watch it? It would be the Adelaide Oval. It's got that Melbourne Cup sense and feel that you see a lot of people sitting out the back and having a great time and not even watching the cricket. It's a real party vibe, real party scene. And like I say, that ground and that pitch is as good to bat on as any around the world. And again, as a part of that Australian team growing up as a kid, we had so many wonderful players play on that ground. And it was so nice to walk out there and represent Australia and have consistent success. We as an Australian team, it wasn't too many times we lost at the Adelaide Oval.
Yeah, no, the
There's
Adelaide
five boys.
Yeah, that's a great list. The SCG, Lords, Bangalore, Cape Town, and Adelaide Oval. That Adelaide Oval test, if anyone hasn't been, I suggest you get across there to South Australia and go. I actually have done that. I've spent about, I reckon, 12 days all up at the Adelaide test and watched about 15 balls out the back there. out the back there, where they just have all these bars open. They do have a big screen as well, but it is like you say, the Melbourne Cup in Adelaide, because
Same feel.
Everyone who's from Adelaide comes back who lives in a state. They come back for the test match and they create a wonderful atmosphere there. And
a lot of women as well at that
heaps,
test match.
Heaps.
You probably don't get too many ladies at other test matches around the world, or not as many as you do. Adelaide, it feels like it's very much 50-50 population of both male and female that turn up to, like I say, probably a lot of them don't watch the cricket, but have a wonderful time.
Yeah, no, it's a great venue, great spot to watch cricket. Cape Town, never been to Cape Town. Loz, have you been to Cape Town?
Never been to South Africa.
Apparently great nightlife in Cape Town too, Clarkie.
I wouldn't know, it was there for cricket. No, we
which takes me to our next question.
We celebrated some success there. We also drowned some sorrows there, Middo.
I was going to let it slip through to the keeper, but since Middo brought it up, mate, how do you know there's a 50-50 ratio at Adelaide of men and women?
Well, you don't. That's a guess, but you can see there's plenty of women at the cricket.
What, so you just check them out before you go out the bat? You have a look around?
Mate, you're looking everywhere, of course.
I'm about to perform. I need to perform today.
Do your warm up out in the back, see plenty of ladies rolling in, a few of your mates turn up, abuse you in
the nets. I'm shocked that you haven't had the MCG in there and Karachi in Pakistan. That would have been a great venue, wouldn't it?
Well, Karachi I've never been. I never went to Pakistan.
It's like, where are you going with this?
MCG, yeah. MCG's just the... there's no ground in the world like it. You know, to play in front of so many people is, I'll never forget 2015 World Cup. Nearly 100,000 people when we won that game. Was that noise, that sound is like no other. But, yeah, I guess I probably had more of a, you know, what was closer to my heart was the SCG, because I grew up, that was the ground as a kid that I wanted to play on. You know, that's where if you're going to fulfill your dream when you close your eyes at night, that's where you see yourself walking out to bat, whether it be for New South Wales or for Australia. So, and again, my family, they didn't have enough money to travel regularly at all. So, and both work in full-time jobs. So for me, it was about playing in Sydney. I knew I could finally have my family there.
In his time, it's ended up being a hugely extended discussion on the top anything places to go out after the game. But Clarkie, your top five venues, the SCG was number one, Lords two.
Well, no order. Yeah, no order. More just SCG. I said number one because that was my home ground. Yep, Lords, Newlands in Cape Town, Chinnaswamy in Bangalore, and the Adelaide Oval.
Yeah, I'd love to go to Cape Town and Newlands. Looks like a fabulous venue. I just want to just cast my mind back to that test match, crazy test match in 2011, Clarkie. I'll go through the scorecard, actually. So you made 284 in the first innings. Well, you scored 151, and no one else really scored runs. Shawmarsh, 44. And then you've come out and bowled South Africa out for 96. Watto, Shane Watson took five. Ryan Harris, four wickets. And then taught me through what happened in the second innings. It was an extraordinary test match.
Yeah, I'm not sure I can talk about it still.
Yeah, thought that might be the case.
For 47. I think we were 9 for 26 at one stage.
9 for 21.
And if it wasn't for Nathan, how many?
9 for 21, 21? When Shawmarsh was out.
Yeah. And if it wasn't for Nathan Lyon, our number 11 batsman, who top scored with 14, we would have had the lowest total ever by any Australian team. So, on one hand, thank God we got to 47. But, yeah, it was honestly like you were living your worst nightmare out in real life. You know when you fall asleep and, well, as someone who dreamt about playing cricket, the worst thing you could do would be fall asleep and then it was your turn to bat. And for whatever reason, you're in quicksand. You couldn't get to the crease, so you'd get timed out. Well, this reality was worse than any dream. To be bowled out for 47 and then go on and lose the test match from the position we were in, like I say, was a horrible feeling. But that's what that ground did. For some reason, I sort of feel like there's, you know, so many great memories from playing there in Cape Town and some tough ones as well. And that's a great example of sometimes you don't even know why. You look back and you try and think, why did it happen? How did it happen? And there's not always a exact science behind it. You know, South Africa, yes, there was overhead conditions and the ball moved around a little bit, but we seem to edge every ball or miss it and get LBW. Just nothing went our way in that innings. And, you know, that's, yeah, that's that great game of cricket that we love so much.
Can you tell us how you dealt with it afterwards? I can only imagine there would have been quite a bit of anger on behalf of yourself, the coach, which I'm guessing was Tim Nielsen
really,
at the time.
You know, no, not really. I think it was more exactly what I said. It was like you just the realisation that it happened and, you know, as deep as you tried to look or as hard as you tried to look, you just couldn't. You couldn't put your finger on exactly why. It wasn't like the batsman, none of this wasn't like we didn't care. It wasn't like we weren't trying. Just every single bit of luck went South Africa's way. They bowled beautifully. They held on to every chance. And we just seemed to nick everything. You know, sometimes you play and miss. You look at that first innings, it was no different. I made some runs in the first innings, but I could have been out 20 times in my first 50 runs. Mm. Play and miss, inside edge, top edge over the keeper. Just had some luck in the first innings. In the second, we just didn't get that luck. So, no, there wasn't, you know, it wasn't like a naughty boy nets the next day and sit down and have a long conversation. It was more just the acceptance and realisation that, you know, this can happen. If you're not switched on, if you're not doing every little thing right, then it's so easy for something to go wrong as a batsman. And then, thankfully, we went to Joburg the next test and Pat Cummins made his debut and we won that test, so we levelled the series.
Yeah, that was what Pat Cummins' only test for a matter of years, I think, at one point, because he had all those injury problems. But, yeah, it looks like a great place to go, Cape Town, that's for sure. And anyone who hasn't been to the Adelaide Oval test, that's here in Australia, that's certainly one worth going to. You don't even have to watch much cricket. Which is not a bad thing at that test because there's plenty going on around the ground, particularly at the back, if you can get over to the Adelaide test.
It's the Melbourne Cup of cricket, that's for sure.